In this week's parsha, the Torah says, "Ki siyen al ishtei noshim." The man's married to two wives, ho achas ahuva ve achas hasnua. V'yoldu lo ivanim ho ahuva ve hasnua. The ahuva has a son and the snua has a son. V'hoya b'yina b'chur la sniya. And the b'chur was to the sniya. So the pasuk continues on, lo yuchal avakir es ben ho ahuva al pnei ben hasnua b'chur. He can't make the ben ahuva into the b'chur. So the question, which everybody would probably raise, is, I mean, that's obvious. You can't make someone who's not a b'chur a b'chur. Is that what the pasuk is just saying? That if he wants to make the second born the b'chur, he can't do so? There's another famous kasha as well that is well known in the name of the Vilna Goyin. The Neir Behuda also asks it in a different place. Others, Chida, that the pasuk writes, the Yodula Bonim Ho Ahuva Veasnua. The way the Torah describes sounds like the Ahuva actually had the first boy. Because Ho Ahuva Veasnua. But then it goes on and says that the Bechor was the Snua. What's going on? Then the Pasuk should reorder. The Pasuk should write, the Yodula Bonim Hasnua Veahuva. So to answer all of this, there's a pshat well known in the name of the Gra. The Gra said, supposedly, that what really happened was that he was married to these two wives, and actually, the Ahuva did have the baby first. So that's why the father claims he's the Bechor. He was born, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh El. So he's the Bechor. And the Snua was born later. He was born a week later. But the Torah says, no, the Snua is really the one who has the Bechor. How could that be? Says the Pasuk, ki hu reishis oinai. Reishis oinai is tolu in the Ibur. Whoever was Mazriya Tchila, whoever was the Ibur first. So if let's say the later one to be born had an earlier pregnancy, right? You could have a longer pregnancy. It became Ibur before. Then the Ben Hasnua is still the Bechor. So that's what the Pasuk is trying to tell you, that the father would like the firstborn to be the Bechor. As it says, V'yoldu lo banim ho ahuva, because he was born first, the ahuva. And so he wants to make him the Bechor. No, you can't do that. You have to go with Reishis Einai, and if the other one was Uberes first, that is the Bechor. That is how he explains the whole thing. However, this is a wondrous Chiddush. It is not mentioned anywhere in any Psak Sefer, in Shas or Paiskim, that the Bechor goes by the Ibur. And many Achronim bring different proofs from Gemaras against this, that Avada you go with the Leda. I remember that Rav Simcha Maim and Shlita brought a Gemara, which Lechayer proves it, on Bava Basra Kuf Chazayin. The Gemara over there says that a man had two wives, and they both had babies on the same day. And the problem was, it wasn't a machva, it wasn't a dark cave. They were hiding away from the enemy, and no one was able to see who was born first. So the Gemara says they're both a Suffolk Bechor. We don't know who gets the Pishnai. Dr. Simcha Maimin, why are you even bothering to know who was born first? According to Vilna Gaon, it has absolutely no relevance. You need to know who was Mu'uberes first. You could be born in daylight, in nightlight, in no light. It really has nothing to do with anything. You totally disregard the births. So this Gemara clearly is saying that the entire way to Kaveh, who is the Bechor, is if you're born first. And I believe that the Yad Ramah on that Gemara says this straight out on the Gemara. So there's a big problem. And it's well known that the Netziv writes in his Perish that I believe this is a misquote. The Vilna Gaon must have never said this. And others for him as well, very highly doubt that the Vilna Gaon actually said this. It's not written in his own ksav at all. It's just people saying over. And Memela, this pshat is tzarichin. But we do have the kashas. The kashas are still there. What does it mean that the Ahuva had first? And we have the kasha, what is the father thinking? So I want to say over a pshat, a beautiful pshat, from Reb Baruch, the son of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Baruch Auerbach, Zichron Livracha, I remember him. And this is the pshat he wanted to say. There is a Gemara in Bechairus. The Gemara is the name of Rish Lakish there on Mem Vav. It says, in the name of Rish Lakish, that in order to be considered born, we know that the din is that if Yotza Roisha, the child is born. For example, when you determine when is the bris milah, 8 days after the baby's born. When is the baby born? When his head comes out. Let's say his head came out on Shabbos, then it's a Shabbos bris. Doesn't matter. The rest of the body comes out Sunday. Let's say it was right at the end of Shabbos. It goes when the head's born. How much of the head? So it's a Mishnah Nida, Daf Chav Ches, Misha Yotza Padachtei. Once the forehead comes out, that's called Roiv Roishoi, and he's born. Says Rish Lakish, for all dinim in the whole Torah, as soon as the padachas comes out, he's born. But when it comes to Pishnaim, he is not considered born yet, because it says, Ki es beno ahuva yakir. You need to be able to recognize who he is. And if you just see the forehead, you cannot yet recognize who he is. So more of him has to come out. And then the Gemara goes into it, how much is considered more, and the Gemara brings proofs from how much it takes to recognize a dead person to matter a wife, more than the forehead. So we have a special halacha when it comes to Pishnaim, that's not enough to be born to be a Bechor, you have to be Yakir. Okay, so based on this Gemara, the Marital Gazi says the following. We have another way for a child to be born. That is, if roiv of the body comes out. We know in a normal birth, the head comes out first. But there are cases where the baby is upside down and the baby comes out foot first. If a roiv of the body comes out, he's considered born. Zokta Marat Adgazi, that's all true for every din in the Torah. But it will not hold true by Bechor. If roiv of the body comes out, he's not yet Yakir, because you need to see the face to recognize a person. You can't recognize him by rave of the body. So, based on that, the din will be that if, let's say, you have the two wives again, the man has two wives, and they both go into labor together, Rachel and Leah. So Rachel, she started giving birth first, and rave of the body came out. And then Leah started giving birth, in a normal, the head first, then that baby of Leah will be the Bechor. Because he's Yakir, you see the head, the whole head came out, and he's Yakir, and he's going to be the Bechor. That is the psak of the Marital Gazi. Based on this psak, Zokter of Baruch Orbach, Zichron Levracha, beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. The Yol Dulay Bonim, they had a Leda, Ha'ahuva, the Ahuva had a Leda. What does it mean, a Leda? Most of the body, foot first, came out. That's called born. If you want to know, is he a Shabbos bris? If Rav of the body was born on Shabbos, he's definitely a Leda. For all other Dine Leda, for a Tumas Leda, a lady's tummy for 40 days, day one is the day when Rav of the body was born. So he's born. Ahuva, Vasnua. Then a little later, the snua was moilid the head. So the father says, okay, the ahuva is the bechor. He was born first. Says the Torah, lo yuchal levakir. No, he's not. Ki es ben hasnua yakir. Because who was yakir first? The ben hasnua was yakir. The head of the snua was the one that came out first, and that's what makes it a yakir, like the Gemara says. So he's gets the pishnai. So this is the beautiful pshat that he wants to say to explain all these diyukim. Now that I've said his pshat, I want to talk a little more about the din that we just said. We just said a major halacha, which is that if roiv of a body of a child comes out, the din is that he's born for everything else in the Torah. The only thing not is for Pishnai. And this is the Marit Agazi's din. However, the Shmaitza in Shimon Zion, Shmaitza Zion, I believe it's Perek Tes Vav, says, I don't agree. I hold that the din is that if roiv of the body comes out, he will get Pishnai. That's the psak of the Shmaitza. Rav Chaim Eizer brings it in a place, and he says, without a raya? I mean, why would you say that? Don't you hear the Ma'arit al-Gazi Svara? L'chaira, you can't be makir. So the truth is that the Shmaitza talks about that, and Rav Chaim Eizer mentions that. He says, but there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that's mashma, that you could be makir roiv of a body. And Rabbeinu Tam says that when you see roiv of a body, that's enough to be made that he is the husband and he's the one who died, and you would be allowed a matir and arguna with that. So the Shmaitza goes into it. He brings those who say such a pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Others say no. Rabbeinu Tam was talking about an entire body just missing the head, but roiv wouldn't be enough. He says, but we could pass them like those who are makel, that even roiv of a body. But no matter what, it's only Rabbeinu Tam. Most Rishonim say beferish. No, the din is like it says in the Mishnah, in Yevamis at the end, we only matter a wife if you see the parts of panim. Only a head is something you're makir. So according to Rav Rishonim, this psak of the Shmaitza is tzarichin. Now the Chassam Sofer says there is a shtikol smach to the Shmaitza, because you see Reish Lakish was looking for chilukim. And he said a forehead is always considered born with exception to bechor, because you can't makir with a forehead. Why wouldn't Reish Lakish also say roiv of a body is always considered born? So it's mashma like the Shmaitza that roiv of a body is good. But what could this svara be? What could this svara be? L'chayra, it is true, you are not able to makir roiv of a body, except for perhaps like Rabbeinu Tam. So I would like to say the following pshat. Pshats like this. What is the vart of roiv of a body? Why is that a leida? The answer is the Gemara says, Rubai Kekulai. The Gemara in Nida, Chavtes, says, Rubai Kekulai. Now, yesh lachker. When you say Rubai Kekulai, how do you understand the concept of Rubai Kekulai? Do you understand the concept that the majority, al pi halacha, has a chashivas, and therefore, even though you're only 51% through, 51% is enough. It's chashiv enough, even if you don't have the whole thing. 51% of the birth is already enough. That's one side to learn the chakir. The other side is to say that we always look at the whole item being weighed, the hachra of how to look at it is by its majority. So when you have a body, is this body out or in? The way to decide how to determine the body is by the majority. So when 51% is out, we say the body is out. And memele, halachically speaking, we look at it as if the baby is already out. In other words, the difference between the two tzedarim and the chakira are we halachically considering the entire baby out? That's the second way to look at it. That the pshat is, the way we look at this vlad is by its majority, because that's the main part of it, and therefore we say that's how we determine where it is. So then the entire baby is out. Or is the pshat, the 51% which is out is out. The 49% in is in. But since such an important part of it, that's maspik, it's enough that 51% is born. So I want to say that is the pshat in this shmaitza. The shmaitza learns like Tzad Beis, that when Rubai is out, it's Ke Kulai. that determines that the entire baby is considered out. Okay. Now, let me ask a simple question. We say that if the baby is not recognizable, if it's not Yakir, then he's not a Bechor. What do you think the din would be if the baby comes out, but he's so full of dam and shvir and shvilya all wrapped up all around him that no one can really see him? What do you think, he's not a Bechor? Definitely 100%, every Pesach will tell you he's a Bechor. But I can't see him. The Teretz says, we don't mean that you can't see him because something's wrapped around him. I mean, let's say they when he's coming out, the doctor wraps him up with something and you can't see him. That's fine. That's, Yakir means be'etzim. If you look at him, can you see him? It doesn't make a difference if he's covered. It only means that if he's not born yet, like only the forehead came out and the part born is not enough to makir, it's not enough to be a leida for bechor. But once you have a leida and it's out, then the fact that he's covered up by outside external things has no effect on halacha whatsoever. Memeila zok de shmeitza, I hold that the din of rubai kekulai is really saying that when, let's say, 51%, he went feet first, 51% is out, we determine halachically the baby is out. So if the baby is born entirely, then this that he's covered is no different than he's covered with a blanket or with a shvir or a shilya or blood or whatever covers him. And that's of no consequence whatsoever. Memela, that's why the Shmaitza Paskins, that it's a mashma from Gemara that way, fine, that he would get Pishnai. That's why he argues with the Maharit al-Ghazi. On the other hand, the Maharit al-Ghazi who Paskined that the din is that he's not a Bechor, he must be holding like the second Tzad in my Chakira, or, well, I mentioned it first, so Tzad Aleph, which is that the Pshad in Rubai Kekula is that whatever is out is out. Whatever is still not born is not born. The Pshat in Rubai Kekula is most is enough. And since an important part of the baby was born, that is enough for us to consider it born. Ah, Zok the Maharit al-Ghazi, that's true, it's enough. A lot of things are enough. A forehead is usually enough too. But the issue is that in order to be considered born for Inyone Bechayra, we need to have a greater amount. The amount the Torah requires is a Yakir amount. You don't have enough here. And 51% is very good, but it's not enough here. You need a greater birth for a Bechayr. So that's why the Maharit al-Ghazi says that when it comes to a Bechayra, 51% will not be enough to be considered born. Whereas a Shmaitza, who says that he is a Bechor, he would have to be holding that the Pshat in Rubai Kekula is that the entire thing is looked at as born. And then the fact that you can't see that part is just Tom covered. Okay, so this is the Pshat that I'm saying. Of course, then it turns out that the second answer that I gave only works according to the Maharit al-Ghazi. But of course, if you go with the Shmaitza, then we wouldn't be able to say this Pshat. So, Oyd Chazayin Lamoid for a pshat for the Shmaitza.